sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Hello, hello, this is DJ May, and welcome to The Seed. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday in the 2000th year. Well, today is my first show, and I'm pretty much just going to dive in and let you know that for the next few months, you and I have a date every Monday at 2 p.m. here on radio.dominican.edu. And I, DJ May, am here for you, and we will be reporting to you, not as a Republican, not as a Democrat, but as a pretty chill, fun-loving, life-living female in the pursuit of something great. I don't know. I don't think I know enough about anything, really, to make a judgment about anything. So the reports and claims made on my show are actually the claims, opinions, and beliefs of other individuals. I am simply just bringing them up for discussion, okay? So now that I have that out of the way, let's get right into this week's topic. Okay, so I'm wondering, although I'm not going to be able to get a direct answer from you, how many of you think that there is such a thing as the New World Order? Well, because I can't see a show of hands, I'm going to look at this poll next to me. It was a survey reported by MSN News showing that 30% of American voters believe in a secret, powerful, elite group of people who are bent on taking over the world. It kind of sounds a little Lost in Powers of to me, you know, like with Frau and Number Two and Mini-Me taking over the world in the lair. No, but this survey is real, and so is the said theory of the New World Order. So for today, we're going to take a deeper look at the claims being made about it, what it is, the evidence, what they call evidence, and the accused people involved in the New World Order. Lastly, we'll take a look at the different viewpoints from American citizens on this topic, and I promise by the end of this show, you'll have a wider perspective on the government and our world as a system. All right, so let's start right to the roots. 1773, Meyer Amschel Rothschild. He supposedly assembles 12 of the most influential people around him, and he asks or convinces them to pool all their resources together so that they can rule the world. And this meeting takes place in Frankfurt, Germany. And we know the Rothschilds. It's a very old name. So that's great. He ends up pulling all these people together and telling them to combine the money. And he appoints a man in 1776. He appoints a man named Adam Weishaupt to lead the organization. And his code name was Spartacus. And what he does is establishes a secret society called the Order of the Illuminati. So the Illuminati, basically, they seek to establish a new world order, and their objectives are as follows. Abolition of all ordered governments, the abolition of private property, of inheritance, of patriotism, of the family, of religion, and the creation of a world government. So basically, they want their they don't want you to have property. They don't want you to have any money. They don't want you to have a certain religion. And this is all being conducted during the American Revolution. So at that point in time, population was not what it is today, 7 billion people now, and by the year 2050, it's going to be 10 billion people. So that wasn't on their mind then, but now apparently the Illuminati wants to stabilize the population. They want to basically cut the excess baggage. This is what Jacques Cousteau said. He was a famous naval officer and pioneer of exploration. And he is quoted saying that the United Nations goal, who we're going to talk about later, is to reduce the population and control human reproduction. And they regard 2/3 of the human population as excess baggage, with 350,000 people to be eliminated per day. He said that in 1991 before he died. So basically, population control is kind of a touchy subject. And unfortunately, I don't think there's any pretty way to go about controlling the population. So let's not include that in our notes about the New World Order, because, you know, we only have 36 billion acres of land and a lot of it's uninhabitable. So anyways, we're still sifting through it, okay? Next portion. The theorists are saying that there will be no middle class, only rulers and servants. And they claim that the government will basically take away the freedom of people by limiting what they can do in the business world, limiting them to how much land they can own, how much money they can have. Actually, private ownership of property would be abolished. So for those of you who have the relentless need to keep achieving and going further and further, this sounds really limiting. But for those of you who grew up in a country where you were only given a certain amount of land and a certain amount of money, this is nothing new, but for America, it is. So we have that. Let's get back to the basics here. So the New World Order is going to force you to only have 1 to 2 kids, and you will basically be a servant to the government. Next, there will be a unified code of laws backed up by a one world government police force and a one world unified military to enforce laws in all the countries where no borders exist anymore. And it goes on describing the New World Order as treating those who are obedient and subservient to the government, they'll be rewarded with the means to live. And those who are rebellious will simply starve to death because all the food and resources will be controlled by the government. So last but not least, privately owned firearms or weapons of any kind will be prohibited under the New World Government. So pretty much the right to bear arms will no longer be a right at all. There are numerous documents from the United Nations that declares that rights and power basically is for the state, not for the individual. So not only is the government the rightful owner of land and resources, but also of individuals. All right. I think a little break would be good for now, but coming up, I reveal the people accused of being in this New World Order theory. I also will be discussing the people who were against the development of this New World Order. This is DJ May, and you're tuned into The Seed only on radio.dominican.edu. We will be back.
God, I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. You saying something? You
can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie. You decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day. But homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you could live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, holla then. Tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash. Let that man get cash. Let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes. Cause how he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold. Treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher. But way less effort. Cause when you try hard, that's when you die hard. Your homies looking like why God when they reminisce over you, my God.
La 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 la, wait till I get.
You saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
La 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 la, wait till I get my money right. La 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 la, then you can't tell me nothing.
Well, we're back now from that little break. This is DJ May, hoping you enjoyed that track. It was by Kanye West. He's a jerk, but I do love his music. We've been discussing New World Order, and during this portion of the show, I'm going to be talking about the secret societies and government officials who are this elite group, the supposed directors of this New World Order. All right, so societies... these secret societies are working behind the scenes, they say, to make this New World Order come to fruition. And they're claiming that it's all being set up under the flag of the United Nations, the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Bilderbergers, and the Club of Rome. These groups, they say, penetrate and infiltrate the government circles, the media centers, the educational systems, and the social fabrics of the U.S. and other nations. But, you know, they're infiltrating a government full of good people, so not everybody in the government is bad. Just want to make that known. Most of them are actually working for the benefit of us, so. But these societies, they're wanting to take over, yes, from the inside without anybody being aware of what they're doing. So one of the first groups that I mentioned was the Council on Foreign Relations. And a little history on this council. It was made in 1921, and it's said to be the most single powerful organization in America. Many people believe this to be the hidden government of America. And some of its members include financier J.P. Morgan, David Rockefeller, Dick Cheney, Walter Cronkite, a lot of presidents, Bush, Nixon, Gerald Ford, Clinton. And after hearing that the Council on Foreign Relations was sketchy, I decided to look at their website, and I really didn't find anything that looked threatening or suspicious, honestly. That's not to say that, you know, they're not doing anything suspicious, but I didn't see anything. It looks very bland and governmental. And regarding the Trilateral Commission, it was formed in 1973 by David Rockefeller, and it has about 300 members. And Bush Sr. was actually a member but resigned the year before he ran for president, which is kind of weird, if you ask me. And according to the Canada Free Press, the Trilateral Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests. And they want to do this by seizing control of the political government of the U.S. That is what Senator Barry Goldwater said. He is dead now, but that's what he said when he was alive. And it is also said that the Trilateral Commission is another tool. It's a tool kind of to deflect the attention away from the Council of Foreign Relations. Another group, the Bilderberg Group, was created in 1954 by Prince Bernard. And it includes David Rockefeller, 90-year-old Henry Kissinger. And it has about 140 members. According to Time Magazine, their annual meetings are so secretive that not even a date can be revealed to anybody as to when they are meeting. And, you know, the location is secretive, and it's usually very lavish, and it lasts for a couple of days. But yes, very secretive. And the UN, that's the big one. I'll start by saying a quote by John E. Rankin, who was a famous abolitionist back in the 1950s. He's a Democratic congressman as well. He described the United Nations as the greatest fraud in U.S. or in history. Its purpose, he says, is to destroy the United States. Wow. So the idea for the United Nations was actually originally the League of Nations. And because people weren't going for it, basically, and because League of Nations failed to prevent World War II, the people began wanting some form of international government that would prevent another war from happening. So after World War II, people got scared. They said, oh, we need somebody to make sure wars do not occur anymore. And so that is what, that's how the United Nations came to be. And it started in around 1945. At its founding, the UN had 51 member states, and there are now 193. So that's some history. And the people involved, again, are Bush Sr., his father, George W., Cheney, Nixon, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Rhodes, Ford, Taft, John Kerry, the Clintons, Bill Gates, huh? Who, by the way, has a foundation that is funding the use of biometrics in classrooms. I actually mentioned that in a news report on Penguin Press Pass on Friday. But yeah, he's funding these use of biometrics, which are, you know, it comes in a number of ways. There's bracelets, there's badges, and basically they detect how you're feeling. You know, so if you, they're testing them out in classrooms, and the teacher will be able to see if you're happy or sad or paying attention or not. So that's what Gates' foundation is funding. It's great. And a lot of these folks went to Yale, by the way, and they are members of a secret society called Skull and Bones. And I was looking at all of the different interviews with the presidents, you know, like John Kerry and Bush, and when they were asked about Skull and Bones, they were just basically like, it's a secret, we can't tell you. And, you know, a lot of fraternities have secrets and stuff, so I don't, you know, I'm not holding any judgment on that. But, you know, that's a secret society where a lot of higher-ranked people, were part of it. And so I'd like to shift the focus now on the people who supposedly knew about this world order and opposed it. A lot of folks are saying that JFK and Robert Kennedy knew about it and were opposing it. And their agenda was not in alignment with the New World Order's agenda. And some people are saying that they were assassinated because of it. And there's information leaking that Lee Harvey Oswald was actually trained by the CIA to assassinate JFK. About 51% of people believe that there's definitely some sort of conspiracy around JFK. And now, actually, about Princess Diana, they're opening that file again. So with legit reasons, people are just kind of thinking, something's not right there. Another person around that time is Martin Luther King. He was shot around the time, right before Robert, like a couple months before Robert. And Robert was running for the Democratic presidential nomination at that point. I think it was like 1968. And he was the first to let the audience know about it. He was assassinated 2 months later. Pretty interesting around that time, how people just were assassinated all of a sudden, you know, like Secret Service is extremely advanced in their training. They have like psychological training, and just they learn how to look at people's faces and tell if they are suspicious. You know, they have a lot of nonverbal communication they learn, and just really extensive training. So the fact that JFK was assassinated is it's controversial, definitely. Lou Dobbs, I don't know if you remember him. He had a show on CNN. He wasn't assassinated, but he often spoke about the New World Order, and he said that it could be defeated, but only if Americans awaken, and soon. He attacked the Bush administration's shameless destruction of U.S. sovereignty on a nationally syndicated radio show that he had. He says, what we have permitted in allowing the Bush administration to have effectively further reduced our sovereignty and respect for our laws, and certainly regard for our borders and ports, it's been a shameless, shameless period in American history that we're going to have to reverse. That's what he said. He also said that if people did not wake up to the unfolding North American Union agenda, which is basically the union between Canada and North America and South America, as well as the Trans-Texas corridor under the banner of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, then America could kiss its future goodbye. And he kissed his career away when he said this, but I applaud him for having the strength to come out and be different. So this was back in 2008, the Patriot Act was coming out and other new laws and scandals that were and are supposedly enacted in order for the new world government to happen. This has been great so far. Thank you for listening. My name is DJ May. You're listening to The Seed, place where minds grow, and we will be back after this short break. Je m'en
surtout quand tu pars. Fou de moi, j'y vais de ce pas. Fou est tellement évident que je ne trouve plus de sens à ce jeu excitant. Si bon, mais si lassant. Tu aimes me manipuler et j'aime en faire autant. Nous sommes toutes victimes de ce doux jeu d'amant. Je me perds parfois, souvent c'est bien fait. Et tu caches ta joie parce que tu m'as eu comme une proie bête et gentille qui ne tire pas de leçon du piège grossier et facile d'un charmant garçon. Mais c'est vraiment trop facile, dès que tu souris tu me fascines comme un aimant sur un fil de fer tendu et habile. Mais c'est vraiment trop facile, c'est ma pomme qui te fascine. Je tourne le dos pour partir, tu sais qu'elle n'est pas assise.
That was Yale with her song called C'est Jeu, translated into English. It's the game. The games we play. You're listening to The Seed with me, DJ May, and today we are talking about the New World Order, sort of sifting through the claims and the beliefs. We heard what it is, who the major players are, and now we're going to take a look at the laws, the events, the scandals that many theorists are believing took place because of the New World Order's agenda. So the theorists blame a lot of the wars and the political upheavals and economic depression and recessions of the past 100 years and earlier on the New World Order, the Illuminati. They feel like they were carefully planned out. And that is a huge, bold statement to make. I mean, they're saying that World War I, World War II, the Great Depression, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the war in Kosovo, the Gulf War, the rise of the Nazi Germany all took place on purpose. Oh, yeah, the war on terror, the war on drugs, all of it carefully planned out. Historian Peter Dale Scott is claiming a lot of this, and he even says that scandals like the Iran-Contra scandal was part of the New World Order, where black ops were dealing arms illegally and supporting South American dictators and while smuggling drugs into the U.S. He claims that Osama bin Laden was funded by the American government. And basically, he says that Bush and bin Laden and bin Laden's brother, the Bush family, were very, very much a part of each other's lives. So, and this, along with the bank, the International Bank, the BCCI, which is the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, which started in 1972. He says all of these things were a major part of the scandals and everything like that. So it's well known that the BCCI was completely corrupt. But what was interesting about the bank is that a lot of the funds that it channeled were between the U.S. Government and drug runners and dictators. It operated in 78 countries. It had over 400 branches and had assets in excess of $20 billion, making it the seventh largest private bank in the world. And Investigators in the U.S. and the U.K. revealed that this bank had deliberately been set up to avoid centralized regulatory review. Its affairs were extremely complex and very secretive. I find it really interesting that when the bank was ousted for money laundering, fraud, and illegally gaining controlled interest in a major American bank, Bush, at the time when he was president, ends up pardoning like six of the top executives there. And it's just like, who does that? If you're president of a country and that and a bank is like laundering money and fraud and just taking people's money and just doing really shady things, you're going to pardon everybody? I don't know. I think that they definitely had some secrets of his that he wanted to keep hush-hush, you know? So that's why he pardoned people there. I don't know, but, you know, when you're reasoning about it, that's what you would think, right? Okay, the claim that Osama bin Laden and Bush know each other really well and that he was funded by the U.S., that's a really bold statement, too, because everybody, the media, everybody took us on a trip that had us looking all over for Osama bin Laden, right? We had the military all over. We had like hour-long shows dedicated to finding Osama bin Laden, right? Millions and millions of dollars spent on catching him if we could, right? I mean, there are claims that Osama's eldest brother, Salem, was one of George W. Bush's first business partners. In the 1970s, George W. Bush and Salem were the founders of Arbusto Energy Oil Company in Texas. Arbusto meaning shrub, and the Bushes actually just adopted that, thinking it was Bush, but it's a shrub. It's an energy oil company in Texas, and bin Laden's family supposedly invested in Bush's startup oil company. So through a web of Saudi millionaires, Texas oilmen, and the BCCI, that bank we talked about just now, there were, you know, this is the underlying work going on, you know, about the oil. It all just, I don't know. There's even claims that bin Laden's brother, bin Laden, his brother, Salem, who we're talking about, his brother's construction company helped build U.S. airfields during Operation Desert Storm. Wow. The U.S. actually spent, I'm sorry, it wasn't millions. I'm just getting this news in. It was not millions. It was $1.3 billion looking for Osama bin Laden. Huh? There's, yes, bin Laden's brother's construction company supposedly helped build the U.S. airfields during Operation Desert Storm. So we were working together to create this. This is all taken from the American Free Press site, by the way. I hope it is not true. I really do. Because if it is true, that means that 9/11 was a setup. And then from there, the Patriot Act, you know, which Obama extended in 2011, which basically allows the FBI to search telephone records, email records, financial records without any consent or knowledge, is all just set up. Since the Patriot Act's passage, even up to the present, federal courts and millions of Americans are ruling that a number of its provisions are unconstitutional. So, yeah, the federal courts are saying this, but it doesn't seem like they're doing anything about it. I don't know. It seems like, yeah, it is unconstitutional for anybody to be searching through my records. Like, even my records of finding out all this information, they can be searched. They could be looked at, and then they can all of a sudden think I'm some vigilante, right? But I am not. You guys, yes. So the federal courts, they are supposed to serve justice at the highest level, but nothing is being done about this. So, Oh, and I mentioned before about the Bill Gates Foundation completely funding biometrics in classrooms. This kind of ties in with that FRID chip. You know, have you guys heard of that? That radio frequency identification chip? Well, in Zeitgeist, the movie, I don't know if you guys have seen that, they presented the RFID chip as a negative technology, theorizing that they will one day be used to track the world population and keep them under control. And funny how they are theorizing that, and then we have a school district in Texas, of all places, requiring students to wear RFIDs in their badges, in their ID badges, their student ID badges. Teachers are insisting that these badges stem from the rampant truancy that's devastating the school's funding. So the teachers are saying, you got to put these on. We got to make sure we know where you are at all times because we are not being funded properly. And so, yes, we need to track you down if you guys escape. If the program is judged successful, then these chips could soon come to 112 schools, affecting 100,000 kids. And those who don't wear it, they are feeling the repercussions. There's some kids that are just standing up, you know, saying, hey, I don't want to wear this badge. I don't want you guys knowing where I am. This is an invasion of my privacy. Wow, you go, little kids. But the teachers are saying, well, if you don't wear it, you can't come into this cafeteria and you cannot participate in this school function. Poor things. These kids that have to deal with this stuff. It's pretty sad. But man, they're strong, huh? Things are definitely changing, to say the least. This is DJ May, and you're here with me on The Seed. We're talking about the New World Order. And next segment, we're going to be looking at the opinions of many people on the internet. And we're going to just read through them and kind of wrap up for the show today. Okay, thank you. One moment.
Never see the sky.
Hello, we are back. This is DJ Man. You're listening to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu. If you're just now joining me, you missed almost all the fun. We've been talking about the New World Order, trying to decide whether it's a hoax or if it's legit. And I've got to tell you that there is an overwhelming amount of information on the internet about it. There's like tons of videos and articles and just all these documents from the United Nations and FEMA. Oh, I forgot to talk about FEMA. You know, FEMA came around when Hurricane Katrina came over and, you know, hit the southern part of America. And I just want to talk about it because I think it's something we're just looking at as a, you know, an emergency management agency that people are just so grateful for. But I have some kind of scary news about FEMA. It's not scary. It's just, you know, we need to observe it and put it in our memory banks. So FEMA, which stands for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is given a lot of power. And it's the power in case of a national emergency to suspend laws, move entire populations, arrest and detain citizens without a warrant, and hold them without trial. It can seize property, food supplies, transportation systems, and can suspend the Constitution. Whoa. Not only is FEMA the most powerful entity in the United States, but it wasn't even created under constitutional law by the Congress. It was a product of a presidential executive order. An executive order becomes law simply by a signature of the U.S. president. It doesn't even have to be approved by representatives or senators in the Congress. Where is our checks and balances? Like, seriously, with FEMA? What happened there? I don't understand. Really. A state of national emergency, according to FEMA, could be a terrorist attack, a national disaster, a stock market crash. And here are just a few executive orders associated with FEMA that would suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These executive orders have been on record for nearly 30 years, and they could be enacted with the stroke of a presidential pen. So, they have the right to seize all communications media in the United States. They have the right to seize all electric power, fuels, minerals, both public and private. They have the right to seize all means of transportation, including personal vehicles of any kind, and total control of highways, seaports, and waterways. They have the right to seize any and all American people and divide up families in order to create workforces to be transferred to any place the government sees fit. They have the right to seize all health, education, and welfare facilities, both public and private. They have the right to force registration of all men, women, and children in the United States, meaning those tags that we're talking about, those chips. Right to seize all airspace, airports, and aircraft. They have the right to seize all housing and finance authorities. in order to establish relocation designated areas and to force abandonment of areas classified as unsafe. They have the right to seize all railroads, inland waterways. It goes on. Oh, I am being corrected by my teacher. It was not established in 1979. Oh, you know what? It was established in 1979 and I misread it. I'm so sorry. Yes, 1979, it was established, FEMA. Okay, so the last right that FEMA has, they authorize plans to establish government control of wages and salaries, credit, and the flow of money. So basically, FEMA has the right to completely take over if they want, if there is a terrorist attack, you know, and if we're saying that 9/11 was a terrorist attack and that it was set up, you know, they could have taken everything. I mean, if it was bigger in magnitude, they could have taken more things away. Instead, they just, you know, decided to start tracking everything down. Again, these are just the opinions and beliefs of people on the internet that I saw. Yeah, so speaking about people's opinions about this New World Order, here we have Michael Shermer, who is a publisher of Skeptic magazine, saying that psychologically, conspiracy theories like the New World Order are a survival instinct that is linked to patternicity, that we tend to find meaningful patterns in random noise. And then he says that all animals do it. So yes, rawr. I'm definitely trying to make sense of this random noise of FEMA and all of their rights that they have. Yeah, do all animals commit fraud and have secret societies? No. I mean, we could gather that the secret societies are a fact from all of this information. That I could say. These societies are real. These rights that the government has are real. And we just don't know the extent of it, because they pleasantly put these things in documents, you know, and it takes a lot to kind of, you know, filter it all and see what the raw form of it is. Okay, so then we have Thomas, who his answer about New World Order was voted best answer in this forum that was on American Press site. And he says everything is being turned against the populace as the international banksters crash the economy through derivative fraud. As a nation, we are being flushed down the toilet. That's what he says. And in July 2013, a lot of people, I'd say a lot of people agree with him, because there's a Gallup poll in July that shows a large majority of Americans are dissatisfied with the federal government's handling of numerous economic-related issues, with 85% of people dissatisfied, in particular, with the government's handling of the nation's finances. So we have a lot of dissatisfaction going around. Americans are pretty keen, seeing that things are, you know, a little unstable, or a lot unstable within our economy right now, even though a lot of media centers would say otherwise. But actually, you know, within each extreme side, there's the truth. You know, you have this side, you have that side, and then you have the truth. That's just like the same thing goes for a lie. You have his truth, and then you have her truth about the situation, and then the real raw truth. So theorists would say, including Lou Dobbs, that, you know, these new, you know, FEMA laws and United Nations, you know, and their mission to create a one world government and, you know, create one military and one police force is definitely what the New World Order wanted. And the U.S. is becoming more reliant on the government. That's what they would say. So either way, my friends, I hope that we could remain strong regardless of what's going on and united as a country. These are some very interesting times right now for kids who were born into this time, for people who were born, you know, a long time ago. They see that things, you know, I was talking to my grandma and she basically said, she's Nicaraguan. She said, I feel sorry for you, Heather. I feel very sorry for you. And I was like, Lita, I don't know what to do. No, no. It's important to remember that we are known for our sovereignty and we're known for our strength and our, you know, our relentlessness to keep going and proceeding, right? So let's make sure we stay strong. And I love for you to join me next week where I talk about and uncover the sixth sense. Thank you for joining me today on The Seed, A Place Where Minds Grow. My name is DJ May, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. DJ Harley D is coming up, so stay tuned on radio.dominican.edu.